So I did want to just ask a little bit for some basics on the CVSO Act to make sure our listeners understand exactly what it is.
Yes, so our veterans have fought hard to defend our freedom, and they've made tremendous sacrifices to serve our nation. And so we owe it to our veterans to provide the high-quality benefits and programming that they have earned and that they deserve. And so my bipartisan legislation that helps our veterans access these hard-earned benefits will help support county veteran service officers. So county veteran service officers are really the boots on the ground for veterans and returning service members as they reintegrate into civilian life. They act as advocates and resources to connect our veterans with the benefits that they have earned. And that could be anything from health benefits to education benefits, veterans home loan programs, or if they've been disabled because of a service-connected reason, to help them navigate that system and get enrolled. And yet, our county veteran service officers are really stretched thin, and not a single federal penny goes in to support their work. And since they are really the front line to connecting people with federal veterans benefits, I think it's important that we start up a grant program to support their work, to allow them to staff up in places they're understaffed, and to allow them to meet the most urgent needs of veterans, including those with mental health challenges.
Yeah, so those grants, are they going to be used primarily for increasing staffing, or is more of it going to be going towards that support of the existing infrastructure?
So first of all, the legislation calls for grants to go where they're needed the most, including areas with critical shortages of county or tribal veteran service officers, and including areas where there are high rates of suicide among veterans or high rates of referrals to the Veterans Crisis Line. And so those areas, those regions will be prioritized. And also we do hope that in areas where they are struggling to have the personnel, the veteran service officers, to actually meet the veterans' needs, that it allows folks, you know, to grow in terms of staffing of the veteran service offices.
Yeah, so it's through the Senate, which is no easy feat, as I'm sure you know. But what is the process to passage of the bill in the House and hopefully to the president's desk?
Right. So my bipartisan legislation passed the United States Senate unanimously. And I think that bodes well for passage in the House of Representatives. I know that in both houses of Congress right now, we are looking at some significant year-end work and activity, but I'm hopeful that we can clear the way for this legislation to get across the finish line and to the president's desk shortly or early on in the new year.
Yeah, you mentioned it there. I did want to ask one question, slightly a little bit off topic, but related to what you said. It's been a busy time in Washington lately and a bit of a crazy time with the government funding battle, McCarthy resigning, George Santos. It's just a lot of crazy stories coming out of Washington. What's it like there, and what are you focusing on as we hit the end of 2023?
Well, I will say most of the chaos is coming out of the House side. They were speakerless for 3 weeks. They ousted their Speaker McCarthy. Meanwhile, on the Senate side, we've been doing things like passing the County Veteran Service Officer legislation unanimously, and have had, I think, significant success in bringing our bills to fund government agencies through on broadly bipartisan bases. So we hope that the House Republicans get their act together and start looking at the fact that when you work in a bipartisan basis, you get things done. And I'd really like to see that happen on the House side, too.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add real quick, just that you feel is important for our listeners, your constituents, to know? I like to give everybody the chance at the end of these interviews for that.
To summarize, I'm really proud that this bipartisan legislation to help our veterans access their hard-earned benefits is moving forward so that we can do right by those who have served us.